Hello, and welcome to today's episode. Let's get started with these scary Let's Not Meet stories from Reddit. Story number 1. Fake Friend. This happened to me back in 2008 to the early 2010s. When I was 11, I met a girl who was the same age as me since 6th grade. She and I weren't the same classmates until high school, but we were the same school. By the middle of 6th grade, things got creepy. Somehow she was everywhere every time I had an extra class, including every time I had to switch from another schedule to another schedule. My entire life I never gave my private information to her, but I was half aware she knew by her own eyes even though she was a near sight. Unfortunately, I had reported it to the teacher/faculty members, but they brushed off my warning as a ruse because I didn't have enough evidence to prove it was her. What's worse, we weren't allowed to bright any electronic devices, like phones for example, for pieces of evidence against her except calculator for maths and physics. This bothered me forever. She even shared the same home economics class and swimming lessons as mine during the 8th grade, but yet again, not the same group. Even in 9th grade, she still kept following me non-stop, despite I warned her to leave me alone. After I graduated at 15, I left for a high school to start over. Even though I forgot about her until the middle of October 2012, she's back. My skin turned pale as well and my heart beat like I was in panic mode. This girl, how did she even know I'm in high school that I enrolled, and more importantly, I again, didn't leak my information everywhere, not even to her. Once again, she won't leave me alone and she starts to get worse. She guilt-tripped me into befriending her to let her use my belongings whether it was permission or not. Despite her soft manner, it was a red flag, to begin with, that I could have avoided it sooner. On the other time, she overheard me and my classmate conversing about mine wanting a key charm that my classmate had. But on the next day, she attacked me after I took a seat in the class because she knew that I wanted something that she didn't. This incident caught the attention of the principal in my high school, and the principal recapped the whole situation by writing a statement report. I ended up rewrite twice because of error grammar, and by the third the principal made the decision. She was suspended for a week, but it wasn't enough. She returned after a week and accused me of her suspending, which I wasn't involved in with her drama, even though I didn't have another choice but to report my statement for my safety. And once again, she guilt-tripped me for other reasons by hypocritically calling me for being a terrible friend. Even so far, she destroyed one of my belongings and supplies. I called her out, but she pretended she didn't remember it. Worse, she framed a student for having a torn notebook that she destroyed, and yet she refused to admit her mistakes. That was my last straw, as it made my blood boil. But I didn't want to show my anger, as she gave me a watch in exchange for money, which turns out, she swindled and got away with it. In all situations, half of my peers and teachers witnessed this incident and warned me that I should end her friendship with her. She wasn't my friend, just saw me as a pawn and manipulated me by taking advantage of my kindness and trust. We were still in the same in high school, but I quietly outright not to be close with her again. That's it until early December of 2012. That was the last time I saw her, and I guess that she was expelled after the last warning from one of my peers. I felt relieved, but I will never forget what she did to not only me, but to the other half of my peers as well. By near the end of high school, I realized that she was indeed not a very good friend, and her attitude was sociopathic, manipulative, liar, and almost creepy. And that was the reason why I ended things with her for good. Luckily, I didn't give her phone number or address since that wasn't allowed in the school, which I managed to avoid the red flag. It's been almost 16 years since this incident took place after I finished my high school in 2015. I'm almost 27 and currently have a job. The experience made it difficult to trust someone or befriend them again. So the girl I used to befriend, let's not meet again, ever. Story number 2. Maybe my ex. French story. Don't be rude about my English, please. Few years ago, I was in a relationship with a guy, James, M20, during 3 years. In the beginning, he was wonderful. He supported me during my chemotherapy, was kind and funny, a bit crazy, but not in a creepy way. He helped me surviving through my sickness, and I won't be alive without him right now. The last year of our relationship, he changed. He wanted to try new experiences and begin taking drugs. I didn't know he was an addict until our breakup. He was totally different. Jealous, a liar, sometimes witched with me, and he cheated on me before our breakup. TBH, I had pity for him. So, after the breakup, I've spent 6 months helping him. I was a student, he was always at my home, in pain, trying to fight his addiction. I said stop when, after a month in an institute, he started drugs again like 3 hours after leaving. Sad story, but it gets worse. During our relationship, I choose my university to be close to him. So I had nobody's around. No friends, no family. 1 month after cutting the rope, something strange happened. Everything began with my cat. On night, I went outside seeing a movie. In my way home, it started raining, and I remembered that I left my cat outside. It's a really nice cat, but it hates water, like every cat, I guess. I started running to be home early, and when I opened the door, my cat was on my sofa. First, I thought, what a dumbass, the cat was not outside at all, but then, I hugged him, and my cat was completely wet. It feels weird. I was like, WTF, and then, I thought my neighbors could have opened my door for let it in. So I just forget about it. 1 week later, I realized that some of my clothes were missing. Particularly my underwears. I've got ADHD, so I blamed myself for losing my own clothes. Same with my food and some plates, like one of my favorite bowl disappeared. It was a student's apartment, so. Not big enough to lose that many things. But again, I blamed myself. I even called myself a magician, joking about how I can make everything disappear without trying. I lose my mind when I came back from my parents' house and discovered my place totally changed. There was the neighbor's mails on my table with the mysterious headphones, my photos on the wall were upside down, and a black umbrella was on my bed. I didn't own an umbrella. It was scary AF. I called my mom and then the police, yes, always mom first. The officer was nice, but told me that there was nothing they can do except taking my complaint. I didn't know who was doing this to me. My ex never had my keys, and even when I said that I don't want to talk to him anymore, I stayed nice. I didn't thought anybody wanted to hurt me or scared me. For what? Joking? If that's it, aha, hilarious, I slept with a knife for 2 years, congrats. My neighbors started getting scared too. We had a common basement and someone breaks the door during night. We found some supplies in it. Like a blanket and a plate, not mine BTW. I had shins on the inside of my door so. I felt secured when I was inside, but I was scared to leave and coming back to see again my stuff missing. Few weeks goes by. In the evening, I had to go to the grocery store. It took me like 30 minutes. When I came back home, there was a note on my bedroom's mirror. Nothing's written, just a smiley. It freaked me out, and I leave immediately. Again, calling the police, they told me that I could have left the note and forget about it. I didn't have those kind of little sticky yellow paper, so I don't see how. I stand with my mom for a week, spend all my economies on a camera, and post for help on social media because I felt totally distraught. After that, nothing. In the meantime, James' sister came talk to me, saying that one of my favorite jacket was at their parents' house. I remembered wearing this jacket after saying stop to James, so. Again, I've got ADHD, I might have forgot. But I didn't see James' parents for like 8 months at this time, so I found that difficult to believe. Also, I suspected my neighbor who had one of my key and was feeding my cat when I wasn't home, but she was in another country during most of this story, so. I talked with James last year about that. He sweared he never done something that weird and told me he was in another cure center when all that shit's happened. Everything stopped after that. I still don't know who did this, neither why. Maybe my ex? Maybe someone else? Now I don't really care, but this is the creepiest story I lived. To my stalker, let's not meet again. Story number 3. Don't hook up with the waiter. Sorry in advance, I was drunk most of the time during what happened, so I don't remember every detail. When I was 18 and freshly broken up with my way older boyfriend, I basically went crazy with dating guys. At the time, I also dressed very goth, even going as far as to wear a real corset and trench coat, mostly just enjoying the attention. One particular afternoon, my friend/roommate at the time decided to eat at a local Japanese restaurant, with both of us all dressed up. Our waiter was a mediocre skinny white guy who clearly was a little alternative, but it was hard to tell really with the uniform. We joked about me leaving my phone number on the receipt or something, so I hyped myself up and did so. Late that night, he had sent me a text. We talked for a few days, never really having a right time to meet up as I worked 40 minutes away from where I lived. He mentioned the boots he wore meant a lot to him and some other odd things that just seemed like edgy jokes. One really late night coming home, I was texting and driving, as any 18 years old does, and we decided to meet up. My stupid self invited him over to my apartment where it was just me and the roommate who had been with me before. Our other two roommates were not home. At first, it was fine because I was already drunk, so I would just let him rant about whatever he wanted. He went on about his life, going to jail, medical bills, his parents, etc. Eventually, he asked me if I wanted to see his tattoos, and I was like, okay. He lifted up his shirt, and not only could I see the handgun tucked in his waistband, but also his multiple badly covered up Nazi tattoos. One was even just slightly covered with a banana. I don't know what it was, but I simply decided the best way to deal with this situation was to appease him, so I went along with it casually. I don't remember exactly every detail because it was over 2 years ago and I was drunk, but he ended up pulling his gun out and putting it to my head, asking me if I was scared. I was immensely confused and tried to call his bluff, saying I wasn't, which got him to put it away for a while. When we went to hook up in my messy ass room, he pulled it on me again, saying he wanted to do it with it out. I got mad and tried to fight him off me and get it away from my head. Of course, I wasn't as strong as him and he hit me in the arm with it. Which, that shit hurt, 'cause it was a nice one. When I finally got him off me and he realized I was pissed, not scared, he started acting like a crackhead, saying I was crazy for not caring about him pulling a gun on me. He ran off, jumping the fence of the apartment complex and not even taking his car that he had came in. In the morning, his car was gone and I had a large bruise from where he had hit me. While to me it is a funny story, I now realize how bad it could have ended up. So to the waiter from the Japanese restaurant, let's not meet.